today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Broadcasting the show live tonight from the 4th Annual Porcupine Freedom Festival at Gunstock Mountain Resort up in beautiful Guilford, New Hampshire. Mark, it's our first time here. We've never done this before.
No, Sam was saying earlier that he felt like the best part of it was the camaraderie.
Absolutely.
And I have to totally agree. I've been to a few of the events, and everybody got to talking, and there was a lot to learn at the sort of seminar events. But what I've enjoyed most is just talking to people. It's amazing to have what has to be 500 plus people that believe in liberty. They believe that the government should be out of our lives.
Not only that, but they're willing to do something about it.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to sit around and yap about freedom, which is what we used to do in the Libertarian Party down in Florida. You'd sit around once a month and eat a nice meal and chit-chat, but you didn't actually do anything about it. And now we are surrounded by people that are doing things.
Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to talk about things like small government and stuff like that before the Republicans got in power and showed their true colors?
Yeah.
You know...
So now it's really happening, and it's so exciting to be around people of a similar mindset. If you've never experienced this, if you're somebody sitting out there listening to this show saying, I've really enjoyed Free Talk Live. They help me realize that there are other people out there that think like I do. There are a lot of people that will email us or call into the show and say, wow, guys, I thought I was alone. You're not alone. It may feel like you are because there's just not a lot going on around the rest of the country. There's just not a lot of pro-liberty activism. Not that way here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. There is a lot. There's more than I can keep track of up here, and there's new organizations coming out every single day. There are sort of umbrella groups like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that cover a wide swath of issues, and they rate each of the politicians on their votes as far as did you vote pro-liberty or not. And then at the end of the year, they tally all those votes up, and they come up with a grade, like A through F.
Right, a simple grading system that's significantly more lenient than the grading system I went to school under. This one, I think a D is still in the below the 50th percentile. So, when the politicians...
less lenient. That's less lenient.
Less lenient. It's more lenient than the system under which I went to school.
You can get a 65 in government school. And
right. I'm saying it's more lenient.
No, actually, that's a D. Excuse me, 65 is a D.
Right, well, 65 and up. Anyway, the fact is it looks terrible for a politician to get a F from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance on their voting record.
So they
take that into consideration when they vote.
You've got these umbrella groups that have been created here in New Hampshire. And again, we're talking about the Free State Project, this movement of liberty lovers, thousands of them from all around the country, all to one state, to focus on getting liberty, attaining liberty in one place. And so you've got these people that are the early movers are laying the groundwork. They're creating these organizations. And when there's not an organization, someone will just create one. If you've got an issue that you want to create an organization to promote one issue, like the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, they are great. Pro-marijuana decriminalization/legalization movement that has sprung up within the last 6 or 7 months here in New Hampshire. And all of a sudden, here they are. They've got their own table. They're handing out merchandise. I mean, just the incredible amount of activism and the incredible people that are involved in this movement. It is awe-inspiring. It really is.
I can't believe it. I mean, every time I think about how things are changing and how we're actually slowing down the growth of government here with only 250 movers maybe for the Free State Project, it's baffling to me, but it seems to be working.
We've got a third microphone sitting here at the table, and we're actually surrounded by a number of our listeners, which is always fun, and I don't know why they would want to sit here and watch us talk yammer into microphones, but apparently it is an attraction because people are here, and I appreciate you guys coming by. But we've got a third mic, and we're inviting people to step up and said, the mic's not going to bite you, and so Dale has joined us here. Dale, who is, I guess, your first time visiting New Hampshire, come real close to that mic when you talk. Let me turn it down, actually. That would help, too.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, this is my first time in New Hampshire. I've been, I tried to go to Porkfest last year and it fell through, and I've been following the Free State Project for several years. About a year ago, I decided to take the plunge and go ahead and sign the pledge. Just like your earlier guest said, It's not until they hit 20,000, and even then you have 5 years to move. So it didn't feel like a terrifying pledge to make, but I did want to commit to it. So
right.
I spent a couple years thinking.
People take their pledges very seriously. They don't want to pledge to move for the Free State Project if they're not going to be able to do it. So many people are sort of holding off to see how it goes and all that kind of thing. And how did that play in as far as making your decisions?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think what it came down to was that, the project sounded really fascinating. I wasn't sure if it would be viable at the time. And so, I'm just following it on the website.
Sure.
And actually, a liberal friend pointed it out, which is kind of interesting.
Huh.
But he knew I was libertarian-minded and that
That's
I might
cool.
be interested. And I actually just really got very interested in it. And what I found myself as I found out more and more about it is that just New Hampshire just sounded like a great place to live anyway. And that's what made it easier to say, yeah, I'll go ahead and take the pledge,
Sure.
If they actually get 20,000 people, that makes it really easy to go.
That's the icing on the cake, right?
Yeah. Yeah, now that I'm here and I've been, just a day or two into Pork Fest, I was way over the hump and
really?
Deciding to move, and now I'm not going to wait
what
for 20,000 people.
Was there
anymore.
One particular factor that sort of hit home with you that said, this I got to go sooner than later?
The people here are just fantastic. I mean, I think something about it is there's something very empowering about making a conscious decision about where you want to live and how you want to live your life.
Mm.
And I think most people, most people realize that you end up wherever you end up most of the time in your life.
Sort of
wherever you're born.
The changes and they don't really have a plan.
Sometimes they'll move for girls or jobs and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stay near where you're going to live. Yeah, maybe if you get a job elsewhere, if you get a job offer somewhere, you'll move. I've done that. That's what I did the last time. I lived in L.A. for 8 years until very recently and then moved back home. And I just decided, I'm pretty sure I want to do something different. I want to get the heck out of California.
Mm-hmm. Where's home now?
Home is, at the moment, Atlanta.
Okay.
And I decided to go back to Atlanta. So what I said, I sold my condo. The market was about to take a tumble anyway. Mm-hmm. I quit my job, and that allowed me to go on sabbatical and start thinking about what I wanted to do next. So that puts me in a good position to go ahead and move if I want to, which I'm going to do.
So what's your time frame? Like, how soon are you coming up?
As soon as I can find I want to rent a room right now. I don't want to get an apartment or something. I'm eventually going to buy a home, but I thought the best thing to do would be go ahead and get up here and be in this environment and...
rent a room will plug you in a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about moving, it also brings me back, talking about moving and the people that are involved in this Free State Project movement. When you move to New Hampshire, if you contact the Welcome Wagon through the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org and let them know when you're moving, when you're expecting to arrive and all that, where your house is or your apartment or whatever, presuming you've got a few boxes and some furniture that you're moving up with you, they're going to let people know that you're on the way here. And, this is all if you want it. You don't have to have this. But if you want, you're going to arrive at your apartment or your new house, and there are going to be 20 people out front, wanting to help you move in. I mean,
not an exaggeration.
It's unprecedented, and all you have to do is buy them some pizza afterward, and they're happy, and everybody hangs out and has a good time. You get to socialize and meet people.
I'm looking forward to the people coming over, but it'll be a little more than a party for me because I already liquidated to move from California to Atlanta, so I have everything will fit in my car right now.
Oh, great. That makes it easy. It really does.
Yeah.
So
the people are amazing because when I came up here, not knowing where I was going to stay or anything, I knew I didn't have equipment for a campground. I just found people offering me to stay in a campground when I got here, and it's just been really
generous folks.
That's what we're seeing. I mean, as people continue to be interested in the Free State Project and express their interest, they're just welcomed with open arms by the activists that have already moved here, and they try to make it as easy as possible. There are job postings at nhfree.com and freestateproject.org. There are people that will help you with these sorts of things. They're not going to hold your hand all the way through it, but they're making it a lot easier than moving anywhere else. Moving anywhere else, you're on your own. Moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, there's already a built-in network of people that are interested in helping you get here as soon as possible and as safely as possible. Dale, thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks. It's the first time listening to it live. So.
Great. Well, we'll do it again, I'm sure, next year. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, we haven't even gotten to show prep yet tonight.
Who needs it?
Sure.
We've got all kinds of people to interview.
We've got people to talk to. I know Johnson's still waiting in the wings. I'm sure he's got a few more things to say. We'll try to bring him back here in a moment. The Christian Anarchist is on the line. We'll talk to him. You're looking around.
He's here. I was excited.
Yeah, I was hoping to see him, but we'll ask him why he's not here in a few moments.
No scolding.
1-800-259-9231. And you, of course, can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and we are broadcasting from the 4th Annual Porcupine Freedom Festival.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, and some of those features include the wiki. It is like a listener-editable version of our website, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's all totally free at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org as we go to the phones to the fun. Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene.
Well, hi. You've been, I suppose you guys are too busy to be watching the news lately.
Yeah, well, I don't have television, Gene, in the first place, so I can't really
watch
the news.
But
I do look at the news. I do look at the news websites, and so I'm sort of connected that way. What about it?
About that wicked cop who apparently killed his wife, his ex-girlfriend. You haven't seen that one?
No, I don't.
It's in Cleveland?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Can you fill me in? Because I don't know. What is this all about?
They finally arrested him. He got arrested today. They found the girl, the woman's body and her unborn child, and so that now she's being charged with two counts of murder.
Now, wait, is he crooked because he killed his girlfriend, or was he crooked before that?
He was crooked before that, apparently. He had nearly lost his badge because he had given his gun to a drug-dealing cousin, and when his drug-dealing cousin got busted, they found the gun there.
But he didn't get fired for that. Oh, wait, he lost his badge?
He lost his badge, and then he was reinstated. One of those things,
union.
You know, where the union went screaming foul because he was a crooked cop, and the union wants those crooked cops there. So
I know this is a minor detail, but we've heard before where bureaucrats will get fired and then reinstated and actually given back pay for all the time that they weren't
working. They get a nice vacation out of the deal.
Yeah,
but,
it's amazing.
So what about
this guy?
Oh, I just wanted to cue you in on it so you can add it to your list of crooked cop stories.
Yes, our never-ending list of corrupt cops in America. I mean, there are news stories every single week about cops taking people's drugs, taking people's money. It's just being just generally awful, now, let alone the cops that are tasing people unnecessarily and beating on people. Gene, do you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yes, the other day, right at the end of the show, you brought up the abortion thing, and you wanted to know how somebody with my opinions would handle a situation like abortion.
Let me recap. Mark, why don't you recap what that was? That question was.
I put up a scenario of what would in sort of if in a legal system where people would only be charged with a crime if they had somehow offended another person or harmed another person or done something not offended but offended against another person. What would happen if a mother killed her newly born child, I don't know, like you always hear these dumpster stories and that kind of thing.
Well, in my world, there's something called your own law. And so what would happen would be, assuming somebody else was in that family, was concerned about that unborn child, that somebody else might take those things into their own hands. And that would be, them enforcing their own law. And then
an arbitrator necessarily wouldn't be involved. It would just be a private conflict, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't necessarily go for the arbitrator thing because to me it looks like another court system. I just
difference between the arbitrators and the government courts is that you consent to their jurisdiction, whereas the government doesn't allow you that choice.
I just don't know that I would ever consent to any of their jurisdictions.
Fair enough. Gene, thank you for the answer. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And here we are at Pork Fest, the lovely little town of Guilford, New Hampshire, at Gunstock Mountain Resort, here with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving individuals all gathered together in the same place to not only celebrate liberty and talk about the future here in the Free State Project, but to just to simply socialize and hang out. And
shortly, they'll be drinking around a bonfire.
I think the drinking's probably already started. I don't know about the actual bonfire. We've actually got a number of people drinking in our audience. So there might be some marijuana smoking going on here as well, but I don't think...
I don't see any fires in here.
Not as out in the open, I don't think. Because it's not legal yet in New Hampshire. But we've got an open microphone at the table here and a bunch of people surrounding us, and some people want to talk to us. So we're going back to the third mic, and we're going to talk to, I believe it is a gentleman by the name of Walter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Walter, you are a Free State Project member.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to be an early mover?
Yes, I plan on moving up here in the next couple months.
Excellent. Are you coming by yourself, or you got a family? Or?
No, I'm coming by myself.
That makes it easier.
Yeah.
Now, you've started an organization, and you had a little booth here, and I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
What is this organization? What's the name of this organization?
It's the New Hampshire Citizens Homeland Security Association.
New Hampshire Citizens Homeland Security Association.
Yeah.
When I hear Homeland Security, it kind of scares me.
Yeah. So I think, where are your papers? TSA. I think all kinds of federal bureaucrats.
Yeah.
What? How's this different? Why is this?
It's absolutely opposite of the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
I mean, we'd like to see that abolished, that department.
I agree with that.
And the Citizens Homeland Security is basically, we're an educational organization, and what we want to do is, we feel there's a problem, like we were talking a little earlier about between the law enforcement and the people. We feel there's a us versus them mentality.
Yes,
like people have somehow abdicated their responsibility to help their neighbors,
yeah.
Or their ability even to do so in a time of a crisis.
Yes.
And whereas it's always left to the authorities.
Yeah, and
it didn't used to be that way.
Both they and us, yes, for hundreds of years in America, we were united within our community.
During Katrina, as a matter of fact, FEMA was turning away people who wanted to help.
Yep.
People who went to New Orleans to help, they turned away Walmart trucks full of water. Why? Because somebody hadn't filled out all the proper government paperwork.
Right.
I mean, I
don't think they would have let him in anyway. It was all FEMA's gig. They wanted it.
They wanted to be in charge of making sure people died in the Superdome.
Yep. So as I understand it, then you're going to have this organization of New Hampshire citizens.
Yeah, we've already started a meetup group. It's called on meetup.com. And it's New Hampshire Citizens Homeland Security Association.
What are some of the things you'd be doing?
What we want to propose, we want to build a coalition. We've already got state reps behind this, but what we want to do is build a coalition that where we can offer. We want the people to be involved in the law enforcement, basic training with the law enforcement, the fire.
Wait a minute, you're not going to create like a snitch squad, are you?
No. This is the people.
What are some of the things they'll be doing, I guess?
Yeah. Basic training with firearms, basic training with emergency medical and all that, and it will give the people the legal authority as well.
Now,
and,
as a pretty small government guy, in fact, I'm kind of a no-government guy, but I'm curious, you're talking about involving law enforcement. Is that going to involve taxpayer dollars?
No, none. It's volunteer. We're going to do a voluntary thing.
I got no objection to that, then. That's
and
great.
It's going to supplement the existing law enforcement as long as they're obeying the law. You know, if they're outside of the law, then, I mean...
So then you might have some police gun instructors maybe on their own time coming out teaching classes, that
oh,
sort
absolutely,
of thing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's pretty cool,
that's right.
Walter, and good luck with that, and good luck with your move to New Hampshire. Look forward
to
seeing you again.
Okay,
thank you for sitting in. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedic Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, broadcasting this evening from the 4th Annual Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known fondly as Porkfest. That's PORCFEST.com to learn a little bit more about what we're out here doing today and we and about 450 other people are doing. It's an amazing event. My first time here. Mark, your first time as well.
Yep.
And we've heard from a variety of people, people that have been here before, people that have also, like us, are brand new, and everybody seems to be echoing the same thing, and that is the best thing about being at Porkfest is the other people at Porkfest, and just the interesting people that you get to talk to and hang around with, mm-hmm. and just create relationships with right here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's really a lot of fun. So, of course, we're still taking your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231, but obviously we've got an open mic here at the table.
You know, camping's not like the camping I've gone to before, where you get a tent or you sort of sleep in your little campground and maybe you do a little canoeing or something like that. They're camping. grouping here, certainly, but it's 500 friends, essentially.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of people to talk to and meet, and everybody's very friendly.
It's amazing, and the excitement is going to continue on through the night. I know they're going to have some huge bonfire, and people inevitably will be having a good old time there. And there are still things going on tomorrow, so if you're in the New Hampshire area, if you get here bright and early, there are a few other things that are happening. And one of the things I'm looking forward to a lot is our friend Gardner Goldsmith is going to be giving a presentation at 11:30 in the morning about immigration. The actual presentation is called The Media and Immigration Policy in the United States. Now, as you know, if you listen to Free Talk Live during the week, Gardner is our Monday night co-host and just an incredibly talented, brilliant man.
Yeah, he's the talented guy on the show.
If Gardner's talking, I want to be in the room to see what he has to say. And similarly, there is another person who, if she is around, I would like to be in close proximity because she's a personal hero of mine and probably my favorite activist. Here she is, Lauren Canario, sitting in on the third microphone with us tonight on Free Talk Live. Lauren, how are you?
Doing fine. How is everybody here?
Man, I couldn't be better. This is fantastic. Now, you've been here before, right?
Not here, but at Porkfest before.
At Porkfest. How many Porkfests have you attended?
This is the third Porkfest.
Oh, wow. So you are I guess you've had quite a bit of experience at these things. And this is, we've been told this is the biggest one so far. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely.
That's tremendous. So earlier in the day, I attended, unfortunately was running a little late, but I did attend the Outside the System Political Activism Workshop, which involved you and another one of my favorite activists, Russell Canning, up on stage talking about some of the things that activists in New Hampshire, Free State Project movers, can do and some of the tactics and techniques that they can utilize that don't involve political activism. Because there are a lot of people out there that are sort of like me that I myself am almost completely burnt out on politics, haven't given it up 100%. There are a lot of people that are totally burnt out on it. They are people that are saying, this isn't the way to freedom, this isn't the correct method. I don't even know if that's what you're saying, but what was it that you were communicating today, this afternoon, in that workshop? What can you share with our listeners that they might have missed out on in their hometowns?
Well, let's see. I was just recapping the things that I had done in the past in New London, Connecticut, and getting thrown in jail.
That's what you made national news for, and maybe even international news, when you were in New London on behalf of and in defense of the freedoms of those poor seven homeowners that had been assaulted by the New London government, stealing their homes from them in this momentous Supreme Court decision from a couple of years ago. You'd moved into the area, and you were actually arrested twice in New London.
That's right. And spent 3 months and two weeks or so in total.
Briefly, what were the circumstances so that people understand what kind of hardened criminal you are?
You were setting things on fire and killing people, right?
Machetes? No.
I
was blocking. Apparently, I was blocking a staircase that was about probably 7 feet wide.
So were you jumping back and forth with your arms out, trying to keep people from going?
And yeah. I'm not exceptionally large.
No,
either.
No, you're a petite little woman.
So you now what staircase was this?
It was in City Hall of New London, Connecticut. There was so many people trying to get into a city council meeting, they couldn't fit them all, and they were saying, "Okay, this meeting's over. Everyone, go downstairs." And
nothing to see here.
Yeah. And I could see, I was near the top of the stairs, so I could see people were still in the council chambers. And I said,
you knew they were lying.
Yeah. And I knew. I said, okay, when they come out, I'll go down the stairs. And no, you have to go down the stairs now.
And, oh, you didn't follow orders properly.
Yeah.
I see. And there was another circumstance?
And then the other circumstance, I was sitting on my friend's porch reading a book.
This is one of the homeowners who had the New London Development Corporation as sort of front group for the government steal his home from him. He was, I guess, under contract or agreement to sell the home, but he hadn't quite sold it yet at that point, and you had permission from him to be on his property at that point.
Right. Part of his deal was that he got to keep his garden and trees and orchard and stuff, so I went by occasionally to look over his garden and stuff to make sure it was okay.
And you were just there relaxing, and at that time the police, I guess, were in the vicinity. Why did they arrest you? What happened there?
Well, they told me to get off the porch, and I said, no, I'll just stay here.
Right, it's not their porch.
That's right.
Who are they to order you off that porch?
Yeah. Apparently the corporation of New London Development Corporation,
right.
NLDC.
So they arrested you, and then you got to spend months in jail.
Right. Without a trial. Without any kind of lawyer or anything. Well, I didn't. They asked if I wanted one, but I said no.
What? How did you end up getting out? What do you credit as far as your release from 3 months of captivity?
I think there was a perfect wave of things happening there. And Suzette Kilo's curse Christmas card had just got on national news that day, that morning.
Now this was, of course, the Kilo versus New London case.
Yes. And there was another protest at my prison scheduled coming up within a week or so.
Right. The activists at NHFree.com, the New Hampshire Underground, had been calling a number of the bureaucrats that were involved in keeping you captive and just asking them simple questions like, you know, how long are you going to keep our friend in jail, Lauren? And I guess they were calling quite often, and a number of people calling. And, of course, you were probably getting several pieces of mail, I guess, while you were in jail at the same time.
Oh, so yeah. Probably hundreds, yeah.
They knew that people were very concerned about you and paying attention to you, which it was something that I think Russell was saying this afternoon, is that when an activist like a Lauren or a Russell or somebody else who's doing civil disobedience on involved in the Free State Project goes to jail, there are people out there that are paying attention. Unlike your average guy that gets busted for running some cocaine or whatever, his mom doesn't even want to talk to him. There are so many people out there watching and caring and concerned and sending emails and making phone calls. They don't know how to handle it. They've never had this happen before.
The bailiff said here that the judge was tired of getting emails on his personal home computer.
Yeah.
Now, you were getting postcards from people you'd never met while you were in jail in New London, Connecticut,
yeah,
right?
From all over the country, yes.
It's very cool. So basically, the judge might have let you go because he was tired of hitting the delete button too many times. I mean, really, it's amazing the kind of effect that just one email can have. It's just you sending the email, but there's also 10 or 20 other people also sending those emails. It makes a difference. And it just goes to show that you don't have to be a Lauren Canario to actually be an effective activist. You don't have to put yourself in harm's way, so to speak, and conflict with the police officers, though you aren't conflicting with them. You sort of, what's your technique? Can you describe your technique when you are arrested for those who have never heard of what you've done?
When I get arrested, I've usually for something that I think is really innocuous and harmless, so I don't think I'm a criminal. So I don't help them at all. I don't hold out my hands to get handcuffed. I don't walk where they ask me to. I don't get in vehicles, get out of vehicles. They have to drag me.
And of course, you only weigh 90 pounds, so it can't be that difficult, right?
Well, nonetheless, there was one cop that complained that he hurt his back lifting her.
Well, I'm sure that his union has something to say about him having to lift objects over 20 pounds.
Lauren, you're an amazing activist. There are a lot of people listening that might be considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. What would you say to those people?
I say, come on out. Even if you are really afraid of getting arrested, you can help out people who are willing to get arrested. Or if you have a family and you don't want to get in trouble, you know, tell me. I'll whatever cause you like, I know I'm willing to, you know, stand up for.
She'll fight for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Lauren. We appreciate you sitting in. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We only have moments remaining in this live Saturday edition, but just enough time for your call if you make it now.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the final moments of the live Saturday edition broadcasting from Porcupine Freedom Festival, the fourth annual, and our very first, Mark.
Yeah,
enjoying yourself?
I am. Having a good time.
Are you coming back next year?
Well, I suspect we will.
What about Laura? Now, she's not really, Mark's wife, Laura, she's not really an activist, and she's kind of around, right? What's she doing?
She's wandering around. Her girlfriend Kate's here, and they've been having a good time.
Pretty much cool.
You can look for dogs and babies, and Laura will be near them.
Very good. So we're here only for a few more moments, but if you want to get in on the phones, you can do it now at 800-259-9231, and of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're sitting here in, again, one of the, I guess the lodge, I guess is what it is, in at Gunstock Mountain Resort in Guilford, New Hampshire, surrounded by a number of our listeners. And I know that all of the people here are listeners, but just by a show of hands or applause, one or the other, how many of you are Free Talk Live amplifiers? Just out of curiosity. That's pretty cool. Thank you. That's awesome. I'm just always amazed at the level of support that our listeners give to the show on a completely voluntary basis. You know, if you look at other radio talk shows' websites, they've always got this membership area that you can't get into. They tell you, a few of the things that they've got in it. Then they demand $7, $5, $6 from you per month just to access, like, just their archives, for instance.
Well, yeah, they have their major products are that you have to pay to get them. But we have some perks for people who choose to amplify. We have
some perks, but it's important to point out that we give away everything on our website up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just simply say, if you like the show, voluntarily support us by going to amp.freetalklive.com, like hundreds of our listeners have done. And some of those perks include the AMP-only chat room, AMP-only forums, as well as the AMP-only call-in line, which we can't use tonight. But nonetheless, we do actually have one of the men behind the scenes of the AMP program with us, and one of the Free Talk Live crew, actually, Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us, one of the best, I think, sources for show prep out there, as a matter of fact. It's his blog. Let's plug Homeland Stupidity here. What is it?
Well, I wasn't expecting that, but Homeland Stupidity has been my personal project for a couple of years now. In short, I make fun of the government. Stupidity, incompetence,
well.
Bureaucracy, we don't need any of it. And I just highlight where government gets things wrong and the free market gets things right.
Yep, and there's no shortage of content, that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
So you also, not only are you a blogger on the internet at homelandstupidity.us, but you're also technically adept. You're able to do things sort of behind the scenes with IT and that sort of thing. And what are you creating for the Free Talk Live amplifiers right now?
Well, I'm creating a new system for the Free Talk Live amplifiers. I didn't want to give too much of it away, but
tickle it.
I am the webmaster for Free Talk Live, the BBS, the wiki, everything. I'm the guy behind the scenes that makes sure the hamsters stay rolling in their wheels. And when there is a new feature on the website, I'm going to announce it to the amplifiers first and let them test it before everyone else gets hold.
Is that what they call beta?
Yes.
Okay.
So the amplifiers will get sneak peeks at the new features that are to come this summer and beyond.
You call it a sneak peek. I might call it they get to be our guinea pigs.
Well, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Well, guinea pig kind of implies that somebody will die in the testing.
I don't know about that. I don't know what you did to your guinea pigs as a kid, Mark.
I never had any.
Well, we had gerbils, and you don't want to know.
Well, that's a lab rat kind of situation.
So there's a new system being designed, because right now I have to, whenever somebody joins the AMP program, I have to process everything by hand. I have to go in there and upgrade their bulletin board account, and I have to, you know, add them to the list to show that they're an amplifier. That's a time-consuming task for me.
It is, and I'm building an automated system where the minute you hit that PayPal link or that credit card button, it's going to recognize you, and it's going to say, hey, you're an amplifier now. It's going to upgrade your BBS account. It's going to put you on the mailing list if you want to be the AMP only mailing list. It's going to do soup to nuts.
I'm not sure that that's that great for amplifiers, but I know it's fantastic for us.
I don't know why it wouldn't be great for them. It makes it easier, because if an amplifier has to change some of their information, they're going to email me and wait till I read their email and wait till I get around to doing something about it.
Okay,
so
good.
It makes things much more responsive.
And that could take a couple of days, and now the amplifiers are going to be able to make all those changes themselves. And over the past month or so, I've rolled little bits and pieces of it out, and I've had the amplifiers on the BBS go in and test and just make sure that parts of it are working okay, and I'm going to roll the full system out later on this weekend.
Very cool, very cool. So what else did you want to cover? You're sitting here. Was there anything else you wanted to discuss with us?
Well, this audience here, I just wanted to mention that the reason you've got this audience here, in my opinion, is because this message is so powerful, the message of liberty and freedom, and that's why people amp the show. That's why you've got a crowd of people here, and if you agree with me, say something. So,
they haven't said anything.
There we go. I don't think they heard their cue.
Yeah, that was it. All right.
And
awesome.
That's why people are sitting here. That's why over 380-something people amped the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 450 people coming to Porkfest. I mean, there's so many people here anyway.
And there's 450-something plus people here. The message is powerful. It's bringing people to freedom. It's a message of hope. And where can you go wrong?
You're a new mover, too, right? You're
yes.
relatively new to the Free State.
I moved here 3 months ago. I'm living in Manchester now.
Excellent. And are you satisfied with your decision?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was the best thing I could ever have done.
Why do you say that?
You know, this, honestly, I believe this is the best place to be to actually do the work that needs to be done to reduce the size of government, to reduce the scope, to get society back on a more libertarian track.
You're absolutely right. And because you're in such close proximity with other like-minded individual, you're not this lone wolf in the wilderness calling out the howls of liberty. There are a bunch of other people in the pack, so to speak.
Yeah. And it's much great. much easier to get the momentum going because you've got all these people that are interested in the same things, that understand liberty, that want it.
It's great. And Michael, thank you for sitting in with us. We appreciate it. Michael Hampton, homelandstupidity.us. Check his website out. The man also behind the scenes of the Free Talk Live website. Sitting in here on the third mic, Frank, one of the attendees at Porkfest this evening. Frank, you said, do you have time for me? And we said, maybe. So here you are. What's on your mind?
So, hey, guys. Well, I wanted to let you know that it's a great honor to be sitting here watching you. It's amazing what you guys are doing, being so out there and getting the message across. And I was hoping to maybe bring a story from home and, you know, get the message out there.
Yeah, tell me.
Well, my cousin and I have been talking political and just bouncing ideas off of each other. And he always puts it out there that, you know, no one can make a difference. No matter what one person does, it'll never change anything.
You can't fight City Hall, blah, blah, blah.
Right, you hear it all the time.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's not the truth. You know, he's saying that to other people, and it's really not true. People can make a difference, and that's what's happening here today. Porkfest is the penultimate of what people can do. You know, we're getting together, we're making a difference, and we're making changes here in New Hampshire, and I want that to go out there to all those people in Radio Land and the web who are listening right now. You know, get out there, be active, be motivated, and I implore you, do something for yourself and your fellow man.
You know, I felt like your cousin, prior to finding out about the Free State Project, I didn't see that anything was ever going to change in the government. It's constantly getting bigger. It's taxing more. It's getting more intrusive in your life all the time. And what is the average person that doesn't like that going to do?
That's
nothing.
Right.
Well, until you find out about the Free State Project, in which that sounds like it's going to work.
So that's right. It feels like this huge, you know, obstacle to go up against. And if we bond together and we do it together,
mm-hmm.
people can make a difference.
Awesome. Very very inspirational. Now, are you a new mover? Are you considering moving? What's your status with New Hampshire, Frank?
So I will be here as soon as I can. I'm finishing up school at URI right now. So as soon as I'm done with all of that, I will be here and I will be working towards the better good.
Fantastic. So I guess this is pretty impressive for you. It's your first time at Porkfest?
That's correct. So thanks to my personal friends who are in the audience right now. I've been listening to the show for about 6 months and involved for about the same amount of time. So I'm going to do what I can when I can.
What do you have any pet issues, like something you really want to focus on specifically when you get here?
You know, to be honest, I don't have anything specific that I'm looking into right now, but I'm looking to do what I can.
The coolest thing is, I mean, you were here earlier today, all these tables around here, these vendors, the different organizations in New Hampshire. When you come here, when you move to New Hampshire, you get to pick and choose. You can plug yourself into all these existing activist networks and all these things that are already going on. Find what interests you and get involved in it. And as I said earlier, if there's not something that interests you, which I find hard to believe, but if there's not, then you can start your own group and you can start your own levels of activism. It's just amazing.
That's right. You know, it's all about the freedom. You got to learn to choose for yourself, and I think that's what the big message here is at Porkfest. You can make decisions for yourself. You don't need to be told how it is.
Well said, Frank. Thank you for sitting in on Free Talk Live tonight. And, Mark, you know what? We're almost out of time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that bonfire. I'm going to be heading out there in the next 5 minutes or so.
Lucky dog. I have to sit here and crank out the archives for our internet listeners.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you're with the web monkey. Sorry.
Well, that's true. I do have responsibilities, and I will take care of them, but we appreciate you tuning in to Free Talk Live tonight. We will return, as always, on Monday night. Hopefully Gardner Goldsmith will be joining us as well at that time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We really appreciate everybody coming out here to Porkfest. If you didn't make it this year, we'll see you next year, maybe at the Liberty Forum coming up next year as well. And it's just been an amazing time. And thanks to everybody for listening to the show. And visit us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udadd.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udadd.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People are